این وجود مقدس رو ما اینجوری میشناسیمش. ماها که شیعه هستیم،
We as the Shia Muslims believe that Imam al-Mahdi, the last Shia Imam, was born and has been alive during all these years. Imam al-Mahdi's sovereignty is not only limited to political powers. This is why we must not consider his benefits for this world only in the political arenas. In other words, Imam al-Mahdi is the source of all types of benefits for the world.
اونا میگن موعود موجود نیست الان. موعوده، فقط وعده داده شده که خواهد آمد.
As you might also know, all the religions and denominations believe that the last savior of the world is not born, and in fact, he is the promised one who will appear at a proper time in the future. This is the main difference between them and the Shia Muslims. One main reason for this difference of understanding is that the last savior for all the religions except Shia Islam is the person who will appear in the future and will fill the earth with justice. For them, Imam of the age is the man of justice. Therefore, if there is no kingdom or leadership for him, there would be no reason for him to be born. Thus, they limit the presence of the promised savior to his political and justice-seeking power. On the contrary, the Shia Islam believes that seeking the justice is only one aspect of the life of the promised last savior by the name of Imam al-Mahdi. As the Shias believe, Imam al-Mahdi, the promised one, is the living source of blessings for all the people around the world during all ages. He is the main proof of Allah on earth, and if he does not exist, then there will be no benefit for the earth, because he is the main source of blessings who is directly linked to the Lord of the worlds. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. We leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.